Classy Ring Attire presents the WrestleManias. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
Time to get classy.
Let's do it.
All right, the second week, the second WrestleMania.
Yeah, this one felt long.
Yeah? Well, yeah. It was a longer one.
Well, it was 3 hours.
Yeah.
But it felt longer than that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it was also, 12 matches?
Something like
four
that.
Four per city, I think. There were more matches, but I think what really made it feel long, because I agree with you, is that because they did the three cities thing, they did three main event things, and every main event had guest referee, guest timekeeper, guest announcer, guest other referee, guest guy who watched it, guest bottle spritzer, guest, you know,
yeah,
everything. So, so those announcements in between the matches were long, and those things are filled by, you know, video package promos today and music videos.
Right.
And so you got stops something for mini kinda, concerts.
You got something to kind of keep your attention.
Yeah. So, you know.
Instead of just staring at some movie star that apparently was big at the time.
Yeah. Well, we talked about, you know, some of the people that were the guests this time around. Herb was the guest timekeeper once, for those who don't know who that is, which we didn't.
Yeah, because... Yeah, like you said, he was
He was a Burger King promotional concept.
Right.
Herb was this fictional character they invented as the only man in America who had never eaten a Whopper. And so Burger King was mad at him, and they gave everybody in America a discount except for Herb. So you had to go to Burger King, and as part of your order, you had to say, "I'm not Herb," and then you would get a discount.
Not bad.
So.
But it was confusing because they made no mention of Burger King.
No.
At all.
They also got the Where's the Beef lady from the Wendy's commercials.
She had a microphone, didn't use it.
Did not use it.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Lord knows what would have come out of her.
So.
I was fine with, you know, all the guests that were around. There was just one in particular.
Except.
That I just couldn't stand, and we got... This guest star a lot tonight because this was, Susan St. something?
Mm-hmm. Susan St. James.
Susan St. James. I don't know. Apparently she used to play tennis and then she was on TV.
Nope, that was not her.
That was not her? Okay.
No.
Well, fine then. This person's useless then. Susan is completely useless.
She was on TV.
She was on TV, apparently. Like, you thought Jerry Lawler was bad, like, now.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, this lady was just... Like, it was her and Vince doing commentary for the New York segment.
Yeah. They had a celebrity guest announcer for each of the three cities.
Right. And so but this was the only one where it was just Vince McMahon and this guest star.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vince McMahon carried the entire thing, and this lady was just like, "Oh, no." Mm-hmm. Ow!
Even more additional...
Let's go, George! Let's
newfound go! Newfound respect for Vince McMahon.
Yeah, Vince McMahon, he carried it. This is the best of his abilities, and... It was like an arm hold. It was some sort of hold that...
Randy Savage?
No,
that match?
Don Morocco.
Oh.
Yeah, he was applying on Paul Orndorff, and he was holding it there for a second, and she was like... And, you know, Morocco was joined by Mr. Fuji. He's like, "Oh, yeah, Morocco is using, obviously, some ancient Chinese secrets." And I'm like, "What?" So, yeah, like, the Chinese torture. And I'm like, it's...
Nah.
It's a submission hold.
Nah.
Yeah. That was my biggest complaint about this. And that made the first hour go... Like, just drag by.
Mm-hmm. A lot slower.
And then in between certain matches, they would cut back to Vince McMahon and this chick, and it was just... It didn't get better.
No.
No.
Let's jump into the event itself.
Okay.
WrestleMania 2 took place on April 7th, 1986, which was a Monday.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's the only WrestleMania to take place on a Monday.
And for those keeping score, I still haven't been born yet. Neither is Joel.
No. And like we mentioned it before, WrestleMania 2 took place in three different cities.
Yep.
So they had a different announce team, for each city, and then, like we said, a different special guest lineup for each city. And then each city had its own little main event for the night. But we started in New York.
Yep.
Opening match, the one Chris was just talking about.
Yep.
Morocco versus Mr. Wonderful. So this is the biggest WrestleMania fall from 1 to 2.
I don't know if it's the biggest fall, but it just seems like
in card stature it is to go from the main event to the opening match.
Right.
So I mean, he had the worst fall, and then King Kong Bundy had the greatest climb from second match to main event.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'll go with it.
Yeah.
You should. Yeah. All right. Fine then. I'll agree with you. You happy?
Yes, I am.
All right then.
All right. It was a fine match. It was a good match.
Everyone was solidly behind Orndorff.
Yeah.
Match ended with a count out.
Double count out. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of confusion by everyone. Yes. It wasn't funny. I'm assuming it's something that wasn't supposed to happen, but they were just out there for way too long, and the ref was counting anyway.
And he had to ring it.
Back in the day when rules were rules.
Start going real slow on that count. Well, hang on. We get to, talk about in a second, Randy Savage won his match with his using the ropes, and later the Funk used the microphone, the megaphone, as a weapon, but it still counted as a victory for him. So, last WrestleMania, we were having people restarting matches because of rule violations that the refs didn't see. So
this year, they're like, yeah, we don't care. Everyone do what they want.
So the problems that I have today with WWE rules are long-standing problems.
Oh, yeah.
That I've always would have had. All right. Very well. Next up, Randy Savage versus George the Animal.
Yeah. There's a lot of chasing in this.
Yeah.
This match, just running after each other, and George, pleading with Miss Elizabeth, and that whole storyline. Apparently, the storyline is George the Animal Steel is incredibly smitten by Miss Elizabeth, and Randy Savage is apparently a jerk to her, and he's trying to be the good bumbling idiot guy.
But see, I like that, honestly, because so much of why I don't get invested and attached to these early WrestleManias is because I don't know the feuds and the storylines and stuff. And I know they exist, but, I don't know, I haven't been invested in them.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is this is a much bigger Randy Savage, Miss Elizabeth, is a big, long thing that you have to know about.
Yeah.
I could get a little more invested in this match and actually watch it for, sake, instead of just, I guess I should watch this because it's next on the card.
Right. Which is, what some of these matches feel like because, we're just watching WrestleMania, so we don't know if there's any type of lead up to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have, some lead up and they've shown it.
Yeah.
At least on this one.
This year we got the first, recap kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Showed, old videos, or older videos from, months before.
Yeah, previous events.
But they didn't do that for everyone, some of this felt like, oh, it's just these guys are facing against each other, and we're supposed to boot that guy, and we're supposed to cheer that guy.
Yeah.
We don't know, but...
Some of this, Mr. Wonderful was a heel last WrestleMania, he's a face this WrestleMania, so I had to kind of, try and gauge the crowd reaction.
He was getting a pretty strong reaction from the crowd. So I'm assuming he went over pretty well.
That was also the New York crowd, who I would say is the best crowd of the three.
Yeah.
Because they got invested in their undercard matches. LA got invested by the time it was main event, but they had Hogan in their main event.
Right.
Who, any crowd in 1986 is gonna start making noise for him.
Pretty much, yeah. It was the same thing with WrestleMania 1. Crowd was pretty much dead until they saw...
Bruno got in the ring.
Bruno got in the ring. First noise. And then Hulk.
Yeah. Next up, Jake the Snake Roberts had a match. Defeated George.
Again, this match probably would have been better if I hadn't... if I didn't need to listen to Susan St. James or whatever her name that Susan St. James. if I didn't have to listen to her go on and on and on about Jake Roberts' snake.
Yeah.
Here in 2013, in our perverted minds, we kept hearing other things, but I guess innuendo didn't exist in 1986.
I don't know.
Right? Like sexual harassment didn't exist back then at all.
She said it so many times.
Trying to put a snake back in its bag.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sitting here being like, you have to keep doing that? Can't you call it a python? Well, no, you can't call it a python. That doesn't help. Then can you call it? I don't know. Nope.
Just got his snake on my mind.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it was not very well.
Again, 1986, I'm not sure who's thinking that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it was like in 1986 because I wasn't alive, but all I know is 2013, I'm cringing.
Yeah. I know, it was a fine match. It was a quick match.
Yeah.
So.
And it seemed cruel to the snake.
Yeah.
Because Jake was, you know, throwing the thing around and looked like he was trying to, like, it was times where he was trying to choke George Wells with the snake. And I'm like, that's a live snake. PETA is just going insane over this. Like, this is, how is this okay back then?
I don't know where PETA was in 1986.
I don't either.
I haven't looked up the history of PETA. And then our main event for New York.
Yeah.
Was a boxing match with Mr. T and Roddy Piper.
Yep. Joined by Bob Orton, who still had the cast.
This. Now, we've watched two WrestleManias so far.
Yes.
Out of 29.
Yes.
I'm sure this will be broken, but right now this is the worst WrestleMania match of all time.
That we've seen so far as part of the series. Yeah.
At this moment in time, Mr. T versus Roddy Piper in a boxing match, worst match of all time. And I will explain to you why.
Go for it.
One, it's a boxing match.
Yes. That's a big one, yes.
There you go.
Not the only boxing match at WrestleMania, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
Some other ones.
I mean, but it is a match that is under boxing match rules because it ends with Roddy Piper body slamming Mr. T
and getting disqualified. Yeah.
Is that WrestleMania? I would not mind if on an average episode of Raw they're like, we're going to do this under boxing match rules because that's fine. But this is, and I think this becomes more so later. And later WrestleManias, because a lot of these WrestleManias end in double countouts and disqualifications and stuff. Like a match on, you know, Raw would.
Yeah.
But now that WrestleMania is kind of this end-all, be-all of, you know, feuds, this ultimate culmination thing, the season finale of wrestling's TV season.
Yeah, had this card and the outcomes stayed the same in 2013, The Rock would be coming out in every other match and restarting the match.
Yes.
Vast majority of them, yeah.
But that's because, so that's why, you know, we have so many, you know, no holds barred matches and, you know, anything goes matches, variations of that theme at WrestleMania, because this is ending this feud now.
Yes.
And so the fact that there are now more rules on this match than an average wrestling match.
Yeah.
Is problematic. Add on to the fact that just last year I saw Mr. T go in and wrestle. Like,
yeah.
He, you know, he held his own fairly well in the ring. So he can. So.
He wasn't great, but yeah.
He wasn't great, but. But
more than most, you know, celebrity guests.
Yeah, like he went in there and he traded punches and he took some bumps.
And again, I'm surprised they haven't inducted T yet.
He's main evented two WrestleManias.
Yep.
So.
So yeah, you're holding to that this is the worst one that you've seen so far.
Of the two, yes.
Just wait until we get the Big Show sumo match.
That's what I said so far. I said there's plenty of time to top that record.
Yes.
And it was slow. and long.
Incredibly slow.
And if this match was going to end in disqualification...
See, the thing is, like... Well, we have the time up here. It lasted 13 minutes, 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. If, like, a championship match lasted that long, nowadays we would be complaining.
Yeah.
But it was a boxing match at a wrestling event.
Mm-hmm.
It just... It felt so much longer.
It felt so slow. And the disqualification thing felt like a letdown. Because, mm-hmm. you know, even trying to put myself in that mindset of hating Roddy Piper and, you know, Mr. T's gonna get him and get his justice and here it comes. He didn't.
Yeah.
He took an illegal move. So, you know, Roddy Piper had him lost to himself. And it took four rounds to do that. So if you're gonna do that, just do that in, like, maybe the second round.
Right.
So, but we move on.
Move on.
To Chicago.
Now we go to Chicago, you know. Hopefully Chicago won't disappoint. Start off with the singles match for the WWF's Women's Championship. Fabulous Moolah and Velvet McIntyre. Very quick match. And Moolah was not playing around.
No.
She came out guns blazing.
I would like to see more of her matches.
I mean, there's very few of her matches, like, you know, on video.
Yeah, I know.
Because she was pre-camera.
I know. But that's the thing, is she was there to put on a wrestling event, not to arm candy for the celebrity guests.
Right, very true.
Which is a lot of what we get in the Divas now. And, you know, we're talking about this at a time where, for the first time in a while, we are reinvested in the Divas, and it's starting to, you know, rebuild up as a division. Mm-hmm. So, hopeful future, but, you know, thinking of the extended period of time we sat through, and to see, like, oh, this used to be what a Divas match looked like.
Right.
And it was quick, and it was fast, but it was, you know, full.
Right.
So...
You got our money's worth in that minute and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next we have Corporal Kirshner going up against Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah, Volkov.
You really like Volkov.
I do. Volkov entertains me.
Fair enough. Yeah, another, you know, alright match.
Yeah.
And it was quick. It was only 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Corporal Kirshner kind of just came out quick for the good old US of A.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah. as I was surprised last WrestleMania that
him and Sheik won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because it's WrestleMania, it's, you know.
Yeah.
The U.S. is supposed to get their comeuppance.
Well, that's what WrestleMania 2 apparently was for.
Apparently so.
For Corporal Kirshner. Someone I've never heard of before watching this.
Yeah. Next up, we have our 20-man Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Which is half wrestlers, half football players?
No. It was 14 wrestlers, 6 football players.
Okay.
Yeah, with Fridge being the main draw.
On the football side.
On the football side, and then on the wrestling side, really. You know, the Big John Studd was, you know, one that a lot of people focus on. Obviously, Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
First WrestleMania appearance of the Hart Foundation.
Specifically Bret Hart.
Bret Hart. Bret Hart ended up being the last person eliminated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and Andre ended up winning.
We also had Bruno Sammartino in this match.
Yeah, Bruno Sammartino. How dare I forget.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
In because of the idea that he came back largely to promote his son.
And now they got him back.
Was not on the card.
Nope, not at all.
But at the same time, Bruno Sammartino was just, you know, in this 20-man battle royale. He was one of 20 with some football players.
Right.
So he wasn't, he didn't have his own match. He didn't even have his own tag team match kind of thing. So, then our main event for Chicago.
Yep.
British Bulldogs, take on the Dream Team. In not technically the longest match of the night.
But it sure felt like it.
Yeah.
And that was what is weird to me, because that boxing match, the boxing match was just so just drug on. Mm-hmm. But this one felt really long, and there's not really one thing I can really put my finger on why it felt Like, it went on for days.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't specifically point out this is where this failed. Like, I feel like I can with the box match.
Yeah.
It was a boxing match.
Right. Oh, yeah. In the blues. Very obvious.
So, but, yeah, this one, it was, you mentioned while we're watching, there's not a lot of high spots. There's not a lot of
right.
coming back from the brink of defeat kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, that might be something that, you know, we're a little spoiled with today's product.
Yeah. Is,
you know, we got high spot after high spot. And
especially in the tag team division. There's a lot of bouncing in the tag
right.
team
and
division.
And especially at WrestleMania. And this, you know, this is very straightforward, no real high spots at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I'm assuming that's why it felt slow.
And, you know, British Bulldogs are bigger guys than, you know, so it's a slower paced match.
Yeah.
So they don't move as quickly in the ring, even as, you know, other people on this card did.
Yep. And they were joined by Ozzy Osbourne, who looked like he was completely lost.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, you know, a thing that he did nowadays because of all the drugs and stuff, but, you know, apparently.
You don't think he did drugs in the
80s? No, I'm completely positive that he was, but I thought maybe he would at least have some sort of mental faculties together, but apparently not.
No, I'm pretty sure he thought he was at a Poison concert.
Yeah. And he's not even in Poison.
Nope. No, he's not. Alright, and we move to our third and final location, which is L.A. Opening match is Ricky Steamboat defeating Hercules.
Yeah. And, you know, it's Ricky Steamboat. Like, we pretty much slobbered all over him last week, and, I mean, pretty much the same here, just because it's Ricky Steamboat.
As I was watching, I was like, I think Ricky Steamboat is the Punk of these early WrestleManias. But I'm like, yeah!
That's pretty, that's pretty accurate, I'd say.
Well, you know, I'm saying even, like, put skills and, you know, stuff aside, because he's my favorite operating,
right.
you know, in-ring activity at the time, I'm automatically more invested, more excited about the matches that he's in.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, Ricky Steamboat. Did some Ricky Steamboat stuff. I like Ricky Steamboat.
Me too. Next... Oh, this match. Adrian Adonis. I forgot what his name before that was. Versus Uncle Elmer. This was your just run-of-the-mill, predictable, effeminate character fighting a very overly manly country bumpkin kind of guy. You know, and Adrian Adonis eventually, you know, he did come out with the win. It was just like, oh, this is such a circus already. Like, I thought the circus stuff didn't happen until the Attitude Era, but nope. This is icky.
This is the kind of match. So, I'm a big fan of being a completionist of things, which really bothers me when they put out stuff like The Best of Raw 2012.
That yes.
I'm like, how did you know what's The Best of Raw? What if, you know, I liked something and it's not on here?
Right.
What about that? But then there's matches like this. I'm like, oh, maybe we just watch the best of WrestleMania.
Do we really need to watch every match of WrestleMania? This podcast? Yeah.
So, but we've watched it now.
Yeah, and you conveniently got a phone call halfway through this match.
And yet I sold her on.
Now we got a tag team match. It's Terry Funk and Haas Funk.
Yeah.
Going up against Junkyard Dog and Tito Santana.
Okay, maybe this is the biggest improvement in card status for Tito Santana, because he was in the opening match at WrestleMania 1, and he's in
True.
The next to last.
Next to last. I would give him a tie with King Kong Bunny. Well, I don't know. I would give King Kong Bunny the edge because he is in a championship
match. He's in a championship match. He's in the go-home match. And he also was only in the WrestleMania 1 for like 10 seconds.
Right.
So, yeah. But then second thing is, yeah, it goes to Tito. And I really dug this match, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me why. Go ahead.
It was It was a tag team match of guys that I liked a lot more, especially off of WrestleMania 1. I was really impressed with Tito and Junkyard in the first one, so I was more excited.
I liked Junkyard.
I was more excited seeing them on the card when I was reading the card for this one. So, yeah. I mean, part of that is just that, and that's a big thing in wrestling, so I was excited to see this match. Whereas a lot of the other matches on here, I was like, oh, okay, I guess that'll happen, and I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I thought it was faster paced. It was more intense.
Yeah.
These people seem more invested in their match, which even though the other tag team match was for championship titles.
This one felt like
the real quick, those are really nice looking belts. Especially now that the tag team titles look like pennies.
Yeah.
I really liked the tag team.
I would rather wear the Divas belt than the current tag team belt. Yeah. To be honest with you. I'd rather wear the Tramp Stamp belt.
I do not care for the Roman Gladiator look at
no, me neither.
Anything. So, but no, I really liked this tag team match. They used all four people really well.
Yeah.
No one
really got the short end of the stick on this.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Hart was there for a purpose.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the thing. One of the things I really, and we'll get to it in the next match, but one of the reasons I really like Bobby Heenan was how invested in the feuds he seemed.
Right. And which is hard to do, especially with, you know, with a guy like Jimmy Hart who's involved in multiple feuds.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You know, a lot of... It's really easy for the manager to just be the mouthpiece of the guy mm-hmm. who can't talk that well.
Right.
And which is fine, but seems a little awkward. Because honestly, you know, even in today's stuff, as great and amazing as Paul Heyman is, and, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about him, it's a little awkward that Brock Lesnar never talks. You know, yeah. I know why he never talks. I can sit here and see that, but he never talks.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are angry at Brock Lesnar, and then Paul Heyman has to explain to them why Brock Lesnar is not scared of them. Which is why his feud with Punk works so much better, mm-hmm. because Brock Lesnar now is the in-ring avatar for the real feud. Right. Which Bobby Heenan did a lot of, and as we get to the next match, it's Hulk Hogan versus Bobby Heenan, with King Kong Bundy being the giant man avatar.
Right, which, you know, just knowing my WrestleMania history, which was set up for Hulk Hogan's match at WrestleMania 3.
Right.
You know, because a surprise person joins Heenan.
Mm-hmm. So, it's an improvement, and because Jimmy Hart was involved in this match,
yes,
I was more invested and pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I enjoyed that match. But then, yes, we get to the final match of the evening.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, King Kong Bundy, in a steel cage for the championship.
Yeah. It was the old blue steel cage.
Yeah, that blue steel cage.
That looked like how you put it, that Kofi Kingston could, you know, flat-footed jump over it.
It's not that tall.
No.
So, and also Hogan, like, climbed down it. I'm so used to guys jumping off the top.
Yeah.
So, how'd you feel about this match?
I felt alright with it. You know, King Kong Bundy is King Kong Bundy. Like, he moves around very well. Mm-hmm. You know, he still doesn't have a neck. It worked for me.
Yeah.
A lot of it did feel like it was just all Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And it was just King Kong Bundy taking a beating. But I guess, you know, when you're Hulk Hogan, that's gonna happen. Like, you know, Bundy had, like, a spot here and there.
Yeah, he had the avalanche and the...
And, you know, we... the whole thing of, you know, whenever John Cena tries to lift up Big Show for the first time, he always falls over and mm-hmm. hurts himself. Yeah, that apparently all started here with Hogan because...
Yeah, yeah.
That was the big, big plot point of this match is when Hulk Hogan tried to slam Bundy and then just fell over.
Yeah.
But then, you know, effortlessly did it 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember last week I was complaining about not getting to see a whole lot of Hogan in WrestleMania 1.
Right.
Just because he was in such a crowded match. So, you know, as much as I'm kind of indifferent on Hogan, even in his prime, I was glad to see some Hogan. Because, you know, I saw everybody go crazy in the audience for Hogan, and I want there to be something for them to go crazy for.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Hogan was in a singles match here. But that leg drop.
Yeah, no, you really don't like that leg drop.
I might hate that worse than the people's elbow.
I know, you're very, very candid about that people's elbow.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And just think, these, you know, the poor people of 1986, that's, you know, that was it for them.
Like that was the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the five-knuckle shuffle either.
I'm glad, yeah. Okay, I'm glad you're equal across the boards on this.
Anything that's a normal move with dancing in front of it, no, I don't care for it.
So you didn't like the worm?
No.
How dare you?
No, there's
such a majestic and lethal move.
It's not a real finisher leg drop. So, and that was wrestling. Oh, we get to end with Hogan taking out Bobby Heenan.
Yeah. Yeah, your concern about not seeing enough Hogan in WrestleMania 1 was absolutely solved in this one, because now we got a little too much of Hulk Hogan. Like, we even got Hulk Hogan and America's Beautiful.
No, we did. I forgot about that.
You know, they did the Ray Charles was singing America's Beautiful, and you know, you got the beautiful landslides.
It's a slideshow of patriotic things.
And the very last image was Hulk Hogan. And, you know...
And some fireworks.
Cheap animated fireworks going off behind him.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, alright. I would be okay with the Bald Eagle or yeah, I don't know, the American flag or Founding Fathers or something, but no.
We had all that, but we had to save the last shot.
But we had to save it for Hogan.
So, yeah.
We got to see, you know, Hulk Hogan do some chin-ups.
We did. We got a little...
Montage. Never showed his feet, so I'm assuming he was standing on something.
You think?
Yeah, yo, that was a little bit too effortless.
Yeah, I was really curious about that, because I was like, you know,
and he was talking and like kind of adding to the promo while he was doing it. I was like, yeah. Oh no.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you know, I'm sure Hogan is a strong human being, especially in 1986. So if they want to show feats of strength, I'm sure Hogan could do feats of strength. Yeah, but then they did do the thing. I was like, yeah, I could see, you know. He was doing something, and he wasn't doing something sheerly unbelievable. He was doing chin-ups with added weight.
Right.
So, yeah, that's not an unbelievable thing if they wanted to make me believe he could do that. But then, yeah, they did angle it in a way that
with Hillbilly Jim as his spotter.
Yeah. So, Chris, what are some high spots for you in this, the WrestleMania 2?
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but Steamboat.
Is that your match of the night?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I was okay with the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
You know?
I liked the Battle Royal a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah. I did not like... I don't think I liked a single match in the first segment.
I liked the opening match fine.
I mean, yeah, I was okay with it, but nothing stood out for me.
Well, I mean, there's nothing on this card that, you know, if you had not watched this... There's nothing on it I would say, this is the match you need to watch, let's find it on YouTube. Right.
Yeah.
You know? There are matches like that, none of them were at WrestleMania.
Yeah, like, okay, the big claim to fame for WrestleMania 1 was that it was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really big happened.
Yeah.
You know? Nothing, no, as far as the match goes. For WrestleMania 2, it's known for the one that they went to three different locations like idiots.
See, I liked the three different locations.
It was fine, it was one of those things where... And like how we talked about the Ring of Fire match.
Yeah,
glad they tried it. Probably shouldn't do it again.
Well, I like the kind of natural build to a main event, and then rebuild to a main event, and then rebuild to a main event. I like getting that kind of spaced out, kind of there.
Yeah,
because you know they do that anyway with the, you know, their second biggest match is third to last, then they have a smaller match next to last, then their biggest match is last. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a way to add that in there. There's not a whole lot else of the, you know, three different places. Here's this, you know, New York style of wrestling. Here's this, you know,
right.
LA style of wrestling. They could do that, you know. Chicago crowds are Chicago crowds. So, you know, you could do something today with, you know, this is matches in Chicago, this matches in Philly, and we're going to do this type of match in Philly.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I mean, yeah, like, it's one of those things where I'm surprised they went for it in 1986.
Yeah.
It's something that they could absolutely pull off nowadays.
But you don't think they should?
No, I don't think they would. Like, I think, you know, Vince will tell you that, you know, it was fun. It was fine that we tried it, but I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't think Vince liked there being, you know, WWF events that he wasn't present at.
Yeah.
He couldn't physically be present at all three of them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Knowing him as a control freak, that night had to drive him insane.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you know, another bad thing about this is when you have places in three different, or, you know, events going on in three different cities, you're stretched as far as commentators.
Yeah.
Which is why we got
Elvira.
We got the tennis chick in the Chicago commentator booth, and then you got
Chris's favorite.
Susan Saint suck a lot.
So, well, here's the big question.
Okay.
Really. Was WrestleMania 2 better or worse than WrestleMania 1?
I don't know. I'd put them about the same.
You have to choose.
I have to?
You have to choose. Because we're going to do this every time. We're going to say, is it an improvement or a downfall from the previous year?
Gun to head, I would say 2.
Two? Yeah. No, 2's easily better. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. It was just, I don't know.
No, it's... 2 is better organized.
Yeah.
I
mean, I absolutely know my answer for next week. Without even watching.
Yeah. But 2 is better organized. It was a cleaner production. The main event match was for the title.
Yeah.
That title is actually on the line. That kind of felt like an event thing instead of just... Because last WrestleMania, it was just kind of a showcase of our biggest names.
They actually had a skirt on the ring.
Yeah.
Didn't look as dirty.
So, easily WrestleMania 2. They so far, they're doing good. They've improved the whole time. Can't wait for WrestleMania, like, 27. Yeah.
It'll be the best one yet.
Surely, right? We're going to have to watch WrestleMania 27.
Yeah.
I'd put... the Funk match as my match of the night.
Is that just because Terry Funk is best friends with...
Best friends with Foley? It's partially to avoid making
Steamboat.
Because
we know what's going to
be... You know what's going to be my favorite match next week?
What? I don't care. If that's what the favorite match is, that's what the favorite match is. I don't care. Like, oh, you're pandering because you love Ricky Steamboat. I do. But that doesn't change the fact that it was probably the best match of the night.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing. It was this for WrestleMania 2. It was either Ricky Steamboat and Hercules or the tag team match.
Yeah.
And because I could have gone either way, and because you were definitely going to go with the Steamboat match, I was like, I will go with this match to really highlight, you know, these other guys, Bulldog and Tito, and, you know, people doing good stuff.
Yeah.
I thought it was a well-developed match with good storyline and good progression and stuff, which... was a big struggle earlier in this very event with the one for the titles. So come on, you guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's why I'm going to put the tag team match as my match of the night.
All right.
So, and yeah, WrestleMania 2, best WrestleMania so far.
Ever.
Ever so far. I mean, and then of course, yeah, WrestleMania 3 is going to be next time. And
yeah.
That'll.
That's the one we're actually
change the game.
Yeah, I was not looking forward to the WrestleMania 2, but.
I was not looking forward to it, but I didn't have any real reason to. Like, I haven't heard horror stories of WrestleMania 2, like I have for other WrestleManias. So, you know, I was like, it's going to be kind of a Passover thing. It's between the first one and then WrestleMania 3, which is WrestleMania 3.
Right.
So, there you go.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So that is it for WrestleMania 2. We will see you guys next week for WrestleMania 3.
Yes, sir.
Stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.